This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, sisters in Islam, I'm here in the Philippines. And when people tell me about my experience in the Philippines, it brings so much emotions and so much beautiful memories. Honestly, Philippines was the beginning for myself, for my wife, for her family to come and see the light of Islam, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And the reason for this is not just one thing. There are many, many reasons really behind why the Filipinos, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, their hearts are so attached to the deen. Even though sometimes they are on the wrong track, even though sometimes they are not following the true path that is leading to Allah, leading to His Jannah, but as soon as they hear the truth, that's what I have witnessed for the past 22 years coming and going from and in and out from the Philippines, is that whenever they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they recognize the truth, immediately they accept it. Even if they were not able to embrace Islam right away due to some worldly issues and pressure and whatnot, they still have that humbleness and humility in their hearts to accept and acknowledge that what we are sharing with them is actually making sense. And this is what I have been witnessing for many, many years. That's why whenever there is any event in the Philippines, my heart flies to the Philippines before my body, because the excitement is too much to see and reunite with people who are really inclined toward the deen of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something similar to this in the Quran. He said when the people, non-Muslims in general, the disbelievers, when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see their eyes flowing with tears as a result of what they have recognized of the truth. And this ayah, I can say without no hesitation or doubts, is very applicable to the people of the Philippines. Whenever they recognize it, they recognize the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they grab it. I have seen it in my wife's life, in her father's life, her brothers, her sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, her mom, and so many thousands of people. I think over the past 22 years, we have come across in our events where people will come either backstage or on stage, eager to embrace Islam and declare their faith in Islam. Alhamdulillah, I'm here after my Umrah trip with my family. We came last night. We came midday, and I was taken straight to the venue. Alhamdulillah, I reunited with my beloved brothers and mentors and family members now, Dr. Muhammad Salah and Mufti Ismail Mink. We are always looking forward to meet in places, but when it comes to the Philippines, there is a special flavor. Even I talked to Dr. Muhammad Salah in one of our unplugged session about what are the things that he loved the most about the Philippines, and immediately he said the people. The people makes our stay every time we come very memorable. And our theme last night for the conference of Connect Institute was Allah is, meaning we wanted to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names and attributes to the people of the Philippines, perhaps non-Muslims in the audience, and even some Muslims who, due to the happening in Palestine, they lose some hope, they forget about the promises Allah had made in the Quran. So we wanted to remind them that Allah is merciful, that Allah is just, that Allah is al-muntaqim, the revenger, the one who established justice against oppression. So we were reminding them, alhamdulillah, and you can see when you ask, are there any non-Muslims in the room? Filipino non-Muslims are not afraid to be in the company of thousands of Muslims, mashallah, tabarakallah, listening to the words of Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open their hearts and our hearts to the deen of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring those people who are still reflecting, still thinking, still weighing things out, still figuring out how to inform the families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that decision very easy on them. Ameen. And since we're in Ramadan, please, my brothers, my sisters who are listening, make dua for those people who are reflecting over coming to the deen of Allah, and may Allah make the journey easy. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.